This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday there was every indication Russia was continuing to plan a full-scale attack on Ukraine following its recognition of separatist regions in the country's east.
With well over 150,000 troops and fighter jets and attack helicopters. Many units are now forward deployed in combat formations. They are out of their camps in the field and ready to strike.
The NATO chief called the movement of Russian troops into Donetsk and Luhansk a further invasion of Ukraine following Moscow's annexation of Crimea in 2014.
We have over 100 jets at high alert, and there are more than 120 Allied ships at the sea from the high north to the Mediterranean. We will continue to do whatever is necessary to shield the alliance from aggression.
He said that the alliance's response force remains on high readiness but not yet being deployed, although some allies are moving troops, ships, and planes into the Baltic states and near the Black Sea to defend other NATO members. EU members on Tuesday agreed a package of new sanctions against Russia that aims to inflict severe damage on the country after its recognition of breakaway regions in Ukraine, the EU foreign policy chief said. The 27 members of the EU unanimously agreed the measures at an informal meeting in Paris on the sidelines of an international forum, according to Josep Borrell. Find more at voanews.com, or you can always follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Russian lawmakers have given President Vladimir Putin permission to use military force outside the country.
The unanimous vote in Russia's upper house could be a sign of a broader attack on Ukraine after the U.S. says an invasion is already underway there. The vote formalizes a Russian military deployment to rural regions where an eight-year conflict has killed nearly 14,000 people. Several European leaders say Russian troops have moved into rebel-held areas in eastern Ukraine after Putin recognized their independence. It's unclear how large the movements are. Ukraine and its Western allies have long said Russian troops are fighting in the region, while Moscow has denied those allegations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A U.S. jury found three white men guilty of federal hate crimes on Tuesday for the murder of a black man who was shot dead while jogging in their Georgia neighborhood 2 years ago. Travis McMichael, his father Gregory McMichael, and their neighbor William Bryan were convicted of violating the civil rights of Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old black man. The McMichaels and Bryan are already serving life sentences after being found guilty in a state trial in November of the February 2020 murder of Arbery. During the federal hate crimes trial, prosecutors recounted the alleged use by the three men of vulgar racial slurs and a history of racism. Ben Crump, a civil rights attorney who represented the family, said Arbery was, quote, lynched for jogging while black. The racially charged case added fuel to nationwide protest over police killings of African Americans sparked initially by the murder in May 2020 of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The U.S. women's national soccer team has won a $24 million payout and a promise of equal pay going forward. In a landmark settlement with U.S. Soccer, the two sides announced Tuesday in a joint statement. The equal pay claims and litigation have been pending since 2019. Players will receive $22 million in back pay as direct compensation as part of the resolution. Meanwhile, the British Queen still has mild COVID symptoms and is canceling an online engagement. Buckingham Palace said she's still experiencing the symptoms after testing positive for COVID-19. On Sunday, the palace adds further engagements over the coming week will be decided upon nearer time. The diagnosis prompted concern nationally and get well wishes from across Britain's political spectrum for the 95-year-old queen who's celebrating her 70th year on the throne. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.